It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Joining us on our Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, last month you emphasized the importance of keeping our young calves cool during these hot summer days. And this week's Ask the Vet segment, when it comes to heat and humidity, we talk about the impact of the calf's immune system.
So when a calf or any animal is suffering from heat stress, again, for baby calves, that's 75 Fahrenheit and above, that heat stress will decrease the function of their immune system. They become more susceptible to diseases like diarrhea or respiratory disease. Now, we can help try to cool some of those calves with obviously offering free choice water, lots of it, clean, fresh, free choice water. But another thing we can use is we can go back to our high school physics class and think about the three laws of how thermal properties move between masses. And we have our good friends, conduction, convection, and radiation. And while we're not really going to do a whole lot with conduction or radiation, we can certainly lean on convection. And convection is the process by which as air moves over an object, it can strip heat off of it. And so if we can get fans on calves to blow air speeds greater than 2 miles an hour, we can start to have a convective heat loss over these calves and start to cool the calves. So research shows we start to gain some benefits when air speeds hit 2 miles per hour, and anywhere from 2 miles an hour up to 5 or 6 miles an hour, we see some very nice benefit in cooling on calves. And then there starts to become a law of diminishing returns that air speeds much more than 6 or 7 miles per hour don't really provide a whole lot more cooling effect than air speeds of, say, 5 miles an hour. So if we can get the air speeds on calves between 2 and 5 miles an hour, we start to have some of that cooling effect. Also helps keep the bedding drier. Sometimes we can struggle with wet bedding in these high humid days in the summer. And that high humidity, keeping that bedding drier, keeping the air moving, keeping some of this moisture out of the barn, it's very helpful in pathogen control. So bacteria, viruses that are either excreted out of the body and then land in the environment, typically the number one way that they die is called desiccation. It means they just dry out. Well, in a high humid barn where the bedding is wet and the humidity is high, these pathogens can build up in the environment because they don't dry out and they don't die. They land in a nice wet spot on the bedding. They can grow, multiply. And a lot of times, my experience the last dozen years or so as being a veterinarian, some of the worst salmonella outbreaks I've ever seen have always seemed to come in August because it's high heat, high humidity. The barns are wet. The barns are warm. And that salmonella that gets excreted just explodes in the environment. And so that's another thing. We're getting these high air speeds moving on calves, helps keep the bedding drier, helps get moisture out of the barn, and it just helps with pathogen control as well. I do think it's important to note, too, if ever was a time where sanitation is the most critical in a calf barn, it's critical 12 months a year, but it's most critical during the warmer months, probably the 3 or 4 months of summer, and high heat and humidity, where we have this pathogen load buildup, things like cleaning out your bedding more frequently, sanitizing more frequently, all of these things help kind of keep this pathogen load that is growing and flourishing in the environment, keep that down as low as possible to reduce the exposure to the calves is another important thing that we can do with the summer heats.
Ryan, what you're talking about is so important because really the bottom line in all of this is cow and calf comfort.
Yeah, and as calves get bigger and that rumen starts to develop, keep in mind, too, that the rumen, as the rumen develops, it becomes more and more of a fermentation vat. And that fermentation process of those bacteria digesting fibers and forages and turning them into someday milk and meat, that process of fermentation is extremely exothermic. Another high school chemistry term there, meaning that it makes a lot of heat. Those rumens in a cow are like little furnaces. And so imagine you walking around all day, it's 90 degrees out in the summer, and you've got a heater strapped to your stomach. That's basically what a ruminant feels. That process of fermentation creates a lot of excess heat. And so that's why a lot of ruminants are even more susceptible to heat stress than other non-ruminant mammals, because that fermentation is just adding heat to the body at a time when it's desperately trying to cool itself off.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.